whipped you with. There, you're giving cigarettes. I was giving away by the thousands, for Christ's sake. And candy, clothing, anything. Mm-hmm. I turned down the shoelaces. Free. Mm-hmm. And you wanted to go somewhere, you went to the RTO, you got a pass, and you just went. I'm going to this place, or I'm going to that place. Sure, put it down when anywhere else.
Now, at the same time, I guess, you know, there's still wars going on against the Japanese, but right immediately after the defeat of the Germans, I guess they just forgot about that. There's a sort of a week or two.
There was the option. You could go and put your name down if you wanted to be moved to the Far East.
Which not very many
executives. Some did. Some did.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They never got there because by the time they got organized, the thing was over. Some did.
So when did this when did this thing start getting back to sort of normal?
It never did. As far as I'm concerned, as a matter of fact, the first repat ship was the Louis Pasteur. Mm-hmm. And I got the hell out of town because I didn't want to go home.
Yeah.
I was perfectly happy.
Yeah.
If I'd been there yet, I'd be happy. I got the hell out of town when the draft was formed up. And they put them on the Louis Pasteur, got them into Halifax, and allowed them to go ashore, and the whole bloody lot went adrift. They went all over the goddamn countryside. Just vanished.
All right.
So eventually they caught up to me about the middle of July, and I came home on the Ile-de-France. Mm-hmm. Crowded.
And this would have been ex-servicemen as well as POWs, or all POWs?
Oh, all ex-servicemen. Yes. And we were taken to a place called Lachine, just outside of Montreal. Whole thing fell apart at that point. They wouldn't give us a dime. We couldn't even buy a postage stamp to write a letter home. We had no money.
Yeah. Bad organization?
Yeah. And my mother was in Halifax with my stepdad, you see, and I wanted to come to Victoria. Mm-hmm. Well, the only people I had to come to in Victoria was who was at that time my girlfriend. They're people who lived up in Oak Bay on Epworth. Mm-hmm. And not far from where you live.
Yep.
And I had a hell of a time talking to them about $300. They weren't going to give it to me. Oh, they were.
So
the RCA, as far as I'm concerned, is a dead bloody loss.
Yeah.
But I did get the money out of them, and I did get back to City Victoria.
Yeah. And at what point were you discharged?
August of 45.
Before the end of the, or just after the end?
Just
of the
after the end of the. Mm-hmm. That's in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Down there at, what do we call it? English, not English, they, what do they call it? Some old hangars there. It's way out near the university, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Not too familiar,
but
anyway.
Yeah. And I was discharged there. Came home.
At what point did you receive all your back pay?
Pretty well right then.
Yeah. Was it a significant lump sum?
About $5,000, yeah. Which was a lot of money in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of money in those days.
And then briefly, what did you do after that? You guess you
It's what I did, and it's what I didn't do. Mm-hmm. And what I didn't do is what I should have done. I should have gone to university. I could have done mm-hmm. for free. I'd have been paid. Mm-hmm. I could have gone to university for 7 years and been paid. I wish I had.
But I guess, you know,
unless I know a lot of guys who did.
But it would seem to me, after living in a very strict regime of a POW camp, the last thing you want to do is have your life regimented.
Pretty tough.
Yeah, it would be hard to do, I imagine.
I find it still hard to do.
Yeah.
Very tough.
I mean, it's almost, I know if it was me, you'd almost want to just be your own boss and do what you want to do almost indefinitely. So, I can see that very easily.
But you had to get a job. You knew that it wasn't going to last forever. You had to get a job, and if you had no training for anything, like I said, I should have gone to school.
Mm-hmm.
What I should have done.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't. Got a job, which I thoroughly hated.
Mm-hmm.
And I got married and had a family.
What was the reaction to POWs in Canada? Or whether you guess you would have been singled out, but nothing that you remember as being...
We want to forget it.
Yeah.
You just almost got a whiplash. from the different city. You're just somebody else on the street.
Mm-hmm. Well, what were your impressions of Canada when you came back? Was there a change, a noticeable change?
I can't remember any in particular.
Yeah.
It was rationing, you know. You had to, you know, that's only allowed one bottle or a couple of bottles a month, and the sugar was still rationed, and some dairy products, they were rationed, food was rationing, but it wasn't anything like it was in England. I mean, my God, they don't know what rationing is all about, these people. No idea.
Well, do you have anything else?
Not that I can think of.
I think we've just about covered everything from soup to nuts, really. Yeah. Hmm.